Kum Len and Ablak Gemara, it's Beis El. The Shana is getting closer. Okay, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The end of Echad Dini Mamnas. Says the Gemara, we're up to three lines on the top. Amalei Kaifel, we talked about that you should not talk to an apokatus unless you're like an Yiddish who knows how to respond. And the Yiddish apokatus for care don't engage because Kolshka in the pocket fei. Amalei Kaifel, Gamliel. The Zedaya once said to Rabbi Gamliel, Elekechen Ganef, who the Ebishter is a Ganef. He accused the Ebishter of being Ganef. The Chesiv, it says, Vayapel Hashem Elekim Tardema Ala Adam. He put him to sleep. And he just went and Adam went to sleep. And then it says a pasuk, and he stole a rib. Amrele Barte, so the daughter of this kaifer said to Gamliel, Shavke, let him be. Let me answer my father. Amrele, she said to his father, truly, do me a favor, give me a judge. I have an important case. Amrele Lamalach, what happened? Least in Bolin, she says, oh, you don't have no idea what happened. Halayla, last night, a bunch of robbers came into our house. The notlu mimenu kitoin shel kesef, they removed from us a silver jug. V'niach lan kitoin shel, and instead they put it back with a gold jug. The chutzpah. I'm taking the court. Amalah, so the father said, oh, halavai, shiyavalei mechol yayim. Why don't you invite the guy to come to the house every day? We love him. V'lo yofa haylayla odm edishas notlu mimenu tzela echnas lay sifcha l'shamshay. Didn't Adam benefit that he took away one rib? And instead, you gave him a wife, Chava. Why? Why did you give him? Yeah.
This is one
of
the Gemara's you don't like.
This is the Gemara. This is what a Kaifer's daughter says. That's how the Rav and the Abonim say. The Kaifer's daughter is the Freya. They say that she's a Shamish. She herself is a woman, and this is what she's talking about herself. The Frum Eden don't say this. By us, equality. We learn Gemara Yevamos. You have to respect your wife more than yourself. Imagine. That's what Yevamos says.
Before I got married, you said marriage is mind over matter. She don't mind and I don't matter.
We're good. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well,
anyway.
In the Middle East.
Amalos, he said, Hochi, come in. No, you missed my question. My question was not that Thomas that he would return. Before she already asked a question, we learned reading about Matzina Eza Neshek that if you steal in order to give back double, you're still a Ganef. How does that answer the question? If the Abish is a Ganef, so what if you give him back a better thing? Still a Ganef. Ella, I don't remember if any of them answered it. Ella, the Shakli Bahadei, Umra. My question was, why didn't he open his eyes and let him see what, you know, the Chava is coming about? Why do you have to put him to sleep? Amrele, so the daughter said again to her father, Isley umtsu the bisa, give me a shtick raw flesh. Isley, he brought her raw flesh. Isa, she placed the raw flesh, tuse bachasha, under the coals and was all dirt and everything else. And then Afikta took it out. Amrele, she said to father, Achoil, eat mahai from this piece of meat. Amrele, easily, I saw what you did there. You put it in the way you handled it. It's disgusting. Amrele, v'odomadishanami, same with Odomadishan. Ihavishakilid bahade, if you would have taken the rib out while he was up, havi mi isale, he would find it disgusting. I know what your Abish is doing because he knows whatever he'll say, you cannot disprove him. He snagged, he became a bit weak and he gave a krecht. What's this? What are you krechting? What are you groaning for? I'm moaning. I have terrible stories to tell you. I have a son somewhere overseas. I really miss him. Do me a favor. Show me where he is. You want me to tell you where your son is? You don't know what's happening on this earth and you tell me you know what's going on in the Abish in heaven. Another kaifer saying, it says, that the Eibishter, we just said today in davening, the Eibishter counts the stars. What's the big deal? I always can count the stars. Okay, what am I going to do? He brought a pot with some smaller fruit. Shadinu ba'abila. He brought the chavushi. Chavushi are the little apples. And shadinu ba'abila threw into a sieve, which turns. And he kept on turning it. And Amalei, why don't you be fair? Count me how many of these little fruits are in the sieve. Amalei, Kamina, stop it for a second so I can count. Amalei, the ki nami yochi hadra. The sky, also the constellation, are moving around. Others say, "Hachi Amalei, money, Gachavi, count me the stars." The Kaifer said to him, "Amalei, Amalei, Kachi v'Shinai, Kamahavi." Tell me, how many teeth and molars do you have in your mouth? Shadi Yodel Pumi, put his finger in his mouth to count. The Kamani Lu, Amalei, the Ikav Pumi Lo Yodel, the Ikav Beki Yodel, but in your mouth you don't know. The amazing thing is, it used to be years for years they thought that a man has more teeth in his mouth, 32, and a woman has less teeth, 30 teeth in her mouth. All they had to do was put the fingers in the mouth and count how many teeth they had. And yet the myth was propagated for so many years that men have more teeth than women. Anyways, he said, you don't know what's going on in your own mouth, on your own nose. You don't know what's going on in your own nose, and you want to tell me you know what's going on up in Shemayim. Another Kevin Gamliel, Misha Barahodi, must be two gods over there, two deities, because it says in the Pasuk that one who created mountains, not created the wind. Shenem, it says, Kehine Yaitze Harim, Yaitze created Harim, Ubaide created Ruach. Like Yaitze Oida, Baide Chaisha, two different gods. Ella Miata, he said back to him, Gabi Adam, well, if following your logic, by Adam, it says, Vayivra, Vayitze, Hachinami, Misha Barazel, Loi Barazel, you're going to tell me that whoever created this and created this, the two different creators in Adam Rishon himself, and even you can argue, yes, but tefach al tefach, let's say in the same face, the eyes and the ears, you can tell me two different people, yesh boy and the nose, all different people, yesh boy Adam, ushnei nekavim yesh boy, he has two holes in his eyes, he has the ear and the eyes. It says here, hanoita oizen ala yishma, and it says yaitzed ayin. It says over here, noita, and it says over here, yaitzed. Well, it's two different gods in the same face. Shenem is hanoita oizen ala yishma, vim yaitzed ala yabit. Amalinya, why not? Okay, Ubishas Misa Kul and Spicer said when the guy dies, all the gods got together, had a meeting, said, okay, we're going to kill him the second. Okay, that already is too preposterous. In other words, they engaged with that person on their level and dealt with it accordingly. Gusha, this witch or this wizard came over, and he says the following statement: from your waist up, the Hurmiz, you were created by a demon. From your waist down, the Ahurmiz, which is the Abishter with the extra olive. Hard to understand why he should have said the other way around. That God was just spiritual, maybe it's your upper part of your body, and the demon, you know, your physical part, where you know, and everything else, that should be the demon. But he said, Fakert. Or Taisus Gears is Ahurmin, but the same thing. Omleim Kedus, he said, that, you know, it was two different gods. You know, God only had partners in creating people. Omleim, he said to him, I remember said to him, Kedus, so let me ask a question. If God took care of the bottom part, Heichi Shovik Le Ahurmis, Luhurmis, why would God let the Shin Dalad La Avure Maya Ba'ade, to let the water pass through his region? You eat with your top part of your body, and then all the junk comes out of your bottom part. Why would the God of the bottom part accept the junk from the top part? The case said to Tanchum, he said to them, interesting story, why don't we all become one nation? We believe in equality. What's the idea of that the Eden are separate from the Goyim, the chosen people? Let's all become one nation. He said to him, you read in truth, Anand Mahalinan, we who are circumcised, be like you. And Rashi says, "She'i efshel liyas lanu erla, which l'chayde if we hamayishir berlasa. Why can't you? This is an ayah I told yesterday. That Rames says it's impossible ever to remove your bris milah. And whenever it says hamayishir berlasa, it means he did not have a bris in the first place. Rashi clearly says it. It's impossible. Rashi says, "E efshel liyas lanu erla. Why not? If you're mayishir berlasa, you're back to square one. So l'chayde is a ayah to the Rames. That's impossible. Interesting. Not that I saw the Rames bring this, but it's just interesting." Okay. But you, I tell you what, you aren't you guys circumcised, so become like us. It's like sound like Shimon and Levi with Shechem. Amalei, but the king is smart on that. He said, Meimer Shapikamit. You know, your answer is good, but that itself is a problem. Because you're not allowed to be smarter than the king. The rule is anybody smarter than the king gets thrown into the lion's den. Shadu labibu, they threw a maimer into the lion's den. But the lions didn't eat. Amla Huminas Abakaida said, Haide loyachlu, you know why the lions didn't eat them? Because they weren't hungry. So the king said, good idea. Shadu labibu, let's put a test. We'll throw you into the lion's den. They threw him in, and let's see what happens. And sure enough, the lions had a good feed. So maimer. Interesting. So I made my like Daniel. We went to the lion's den, and we don't even make a big deal out of it. Like we accepted it. It's life, you know. I'm a roim tano. You go going to get thrown in, and life goes on. And Daniel make a whole big fuss. Omalei kaifel that Gamliel. It's kaifel Gamliel. Amritu, you guys say kol be asar shchinta sharia. You say whenever there's a minion, the shchina shayde. Where do we ever say that? Interesting that this expression, which we use in Tanya and everywhere, Kol be'asar shchita sharia, the basis for it is a kofer. So this kofer in those days weren't so bad. So he said to him, you guys say that Kol be'asar shchita sharia, it's like a Jewish aphorism. Kam shchinti ikeh, so how many minyanim are there? How many shuls are there? So how many abishas are there? So what did Rabbi Gamliel do? He got a little bit incensed. Kariye l'shameh, he called over the gabay, or the shamish of this kaifer. Says kaifer, obviously he was a chashev guy if he had his own personal butler. And mocha be'bapatka, give him a patch on his forehead, and or on his neck. Omele amai, and he said, I have a question for you. Omele, he said, the kaifer amai, oh shimsha be'beisa the kaifer. Why? Tell me, why does the sun go up, rise? Why do you get sun in the house of your boss, of the kofer? So the gabbai answered, the sun doesn't go to my boss's house. It shines in the whole world, and my boss happens to be on this is one of the house on this world, and it benefits from it. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Ma shimsha, b'chad min elef alfei ribui. It's one out of 1 million of 10,000, so it's billions, trillions. Shimsha, but the sun, the kamikuchabrichu, the nichel kuliyama, for the Abish is nothing, nichel kuliyama, yet the sun can shine and the whole world benefits. Shchinta, the kuchabrichu, alachas kamikama, surely the Abish is there, everyone benefits. It's one Abish there who can be in every shul at the same time. Like Gelia Yanovi can be in everybody's seder at the same time. Your God is a joker, a jester. First, he tells the Cheskel, I want you, I want you to lie on your left side, and then you'll carry the sin of the Yidden. Even another passage says, I want you to sit on your right side, and you'll carry the sins of Yehuda. Maybe she's making fun. Playing around with the Cheskel, right side, left side, and you carry the sins. Also, Talmid Amalei. Meanwhile, another Talmud walked by and he asked also to Rabbi Vu a separate question. My Talmid this for Yosef. Why do we have this concept of Shmita? Why did you give a Shmita? It's a hard one. Amalei said, so Rabbi Vu said, you know what? Hashta min lechu milsa the Shabbat Tavah. Give one answer, it'll answer both your questions. You won't know why the Shmita, and you won't know why the Eibush plays around with the Cheskel. Amra Kosh Baruch Hu, you saw the Eibush Eden, Zoru Sheish, plant for 6 years, v'hi Shmita Sheva, leave the 7th year going fallow, k'deisha teidu, they should be aware, sha'odot sheli, the world is mine, you can't do whatever you want, you have no balabatishkeit over it. The Hain like also came at Eden during the first base of Midrash. Did not do that. Elochotu, they sinned with Golu, they went to Golus. Min Hagi Shalaylam. So what happens? The meaning of the world is Melabas with Amshasar Cholam Medina, a country, a king. That the nation didn't behave properly. Im Achzoriu, if he's really, if he's cruel, a tyrant, Hoydik is cruel, we'll wipe them all out. Im Rachman, who if he's benevolent, Hoydik Chetim, we'll kill at half. Im Rachman, Moli Rachmu, he's a benevolent person suffused with generosity. Who miyasin hagdoilim shebehen? You know who gets punished? Only the leaders. Be yisurin with punishment. Av kacha kodesh baruch hu miyasin as yecheskel kedei lemarek avaneseim she yisrael. This is the mark it comes from. That yecheskel was the Abishah told yecheskel, right? He made him uncomfortable because he says you are going to carry all the iniquities of the bnei yisrael. All the sins. First he said bnei yisrael, then of bnei yehuda, of all the Eden. And interesting, yecheskel was not even a king over the says of Shvatim, only of Yehuda and Binyamin. And yet he told me, you're going to carry this in our base Yisrael, base Yisrael, all of, everything's on you. Omle hu min l'abavu, ala kechem koin, the Eibish is a koin, the Chesiv, it says, v'yichli truma, the Eibish said, give me truma, the Eibish is a koin. And yet, kikovir, the Moshe, my tov, when he came with kikovir, the Moshe, how did he go to tefillah? Tez already asked, why not a better question? How did he bury Moshe in the first place? How koin did go? So Tez answers, because the Yisrael nikru bonim lamokim, and the 7 exceptions that he allowed to be metami to, the Inam, which everyone asks, and there's a beautiful sikh in the Rebbe on this one, the Eibish is a koin godl. A coin godl, his name is not a coin. Who is the coin godl then? And a coin godl is not allowed to be metame to your son. Poshup shalu chayri, we're a mess mitzvah. Taze wants to know, why didn't he ask a more simple question? How was Eishon Tam in the first place? So Taze the answer, because we're bonding the Hashem and the Keichem. You're allowed to. But then everyone asks on the Taze, but Eishon is a coin godl. The simple answer, Pinigl, is we're a mess mitzvah. Who else is going to take care of the Yidin? Table and water. It says, "Me modar, who can measure b'shaloi with his fist? My water, the whole water is only like a fist. How are they immersed in the water?" Amle benoyda tavel. Amle answered in fire. The Chesiv says, "He goes in fire." Umi salki loss of an oil, and you can ask me, where do you find tefillah by fire? Amalei adi rabbi ikit tefillah an oil. Forget. It says, we just learned in Parshat Matos, it says, b'chol asher le'yaveh be'esh, if you cannot mikasha something in fire, then tavir it b'mayim. So see for me clearly, what's the best kind of cleansing, purifying? Fire. Amalei hu v'mina l'rabavina, this mean, it's amazing. You might start off with Rabbi Elias, and every story you bring, you don't do Rabbi Elias. We said, if you don't know how to answer an answer like Rabbi Elias, we're going to give one little story of Rabbi Elias, and that was it. Anyway. The Eibishter can measure the whole water with one fist. How can he immerse them in the water? Where does it say the fire is limited to the size? You make the fire bigger.
The whole thing is a little bit...
He's talking the language of the Kaifer. He's talking to a Kaifer on his language. Because he could have answered like Jesus said. No, whatever it is. He doesn't need tefillah. Or whatever. He can do anything. But water, he clearly showed us he's not interested in making it bigger. But he just said about himself that he only wants it this size. This application of the Rabbavina, it says, Micha amcha ki Yisrael v'yachabaretz. What's the big deal? The other psukim with Eibush includes the Eden together with the Goyim. The Chiv, it says, "Kol haGoyim, all the nations, including Eden." You guys are testimony to us because the Chiv, it says in Pasuk, "You, Bilam Harosh, was one of you guys." Nobody said, "Uva Goyim leis chashav." And Eibush records the Goyim, the Eden not included. Rabbi Lozer, Rami, what's the question? Chiv, it says, "Toiv Hashem laKoyel." Eibush is good to everybody. Uksiv Toiv Hashem Lakai, but David's only good to those who hope for him. Moshalad, when she has Lepardis, he has an orchard, Gishu Mashke, when he irrigates the field, you can't pick only the better trees, the worst trees. Mashke is cooler. Obe Kishu Aida, who starts weeding out the field, ain't no idea, won't spend his time weeding El Tavish, but only where it's worthwhile. So therefore, when he comes, or David, she gives a good year, whatever it is, everyone benefits. The Eden, the Goyim, everyone benefits. But when it comes to start weeding out who's good and who's bad, and reward and so on and so forth, or protect from Parani, is that's when he chooses the Eden. The joy we spread through the camps when Achab died and was killed. He was killed by this archer who didn't realize it was he killed Achab sitting there in the chariot. It says the posse, "Ba'avoid Rishayim Rina." When Rishayim get lost, get killed, there's joy. Ba'avoid, who's the Rishayim? Achab ben Omri. Rina. We had a Gemara in Brachas where it says there was no bigger Russia than Achav, and there was no bigger tzaddik than Chananya ben Tzadik. So Achav is like a paradigm. If you want to give an example of a true Russia, that's Achav. And it says Lanivra Olam has a, what's the Russian Gemara there? Sorry? She's all right, but she danced at wedding, so she had a redeeming. Yes, but he's worse because he listened to everything she had to say. But here we'll talk a little bit about Achav now. First of all, the Eibush is happy with my Velosh and Shoshoim. But see, it says in Pasig that when they go out from me, the Chalut pioneer, but Oimim, they'll say, Hoidu Hashem. Ayahi Shafat says, when he went to fight with Amonim. And they killed the Ammonim. It says Lefani Achalu. They go out before me. The pioneers. But I mean, they will say when Yeshafat wins, Hoidu Hashem Kila Olam Chazdei. The word missing it. Ki Toiv Olam Chazdei. We took out the word Toiv. You know why took out the word Toiv? I'm Rav Yenishev in Malo. Never heard those words. Ki Toiv. Why doesn't say Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Kila Olam Chazdei? Fisha Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sameh B'Malon Yeshayim. Even though the Ammonim were chepping the Eden the whole time, and they deserve to be killed. Nevertheless, it's not a full show here. It's tempered by the fact that people got killed. Rabbi Shmuel Achman Rabbi Yishmael Sif says the pasuk was like Korav Zelze Kolayla. The Mitzrayim didn't get close to the Egyptian to Eden all night long, but Oyis Hashar doing that night. Bikshu Malache Hashares. Bikshu Malache Hashar Loim Shilu Negar Baruchu. The Malachim used to say a song before the Eibush. They wanted to sing a song when the Mitzrayim were about to drown. My Egyptians are drowning, and you want to sing songs. In other words, the Eibush's joy is tempered. That's why on Pesach we only say half a halal. We don't say the whole halal because the Eibush's joy is tempered. You know the famous Chiddush of Vayikra. How did they all die? The Eibush opened the heaven and they heard the Malachim sing, they all died. So Malachim wanted to do the same thing to the Mitzrayim. So the Eibush says, Tova Beyam. They drown my Jewish kids, these Mitzrayim. But Atem Big Shalem Mishir, you want to sing a song and let them go free, like just like that? Got to do a lot worse than that. Famous work, I don't know. It's a Chassidish of art. It says now in Mamorim. But L'chayda, if the Malachim couldn't sing because the Goyim died, so how can we sing as Yashir? Same thing. Ma'isa Yod Tova Beyam, Atem Maim Mishir. Same problem. So the pshat like this, Chassid explains, that a Malach can only have one emotion at a time. What's so we could tell him the kimni of Adam, we can have more than one. We have 10 spheres. We can be two emotions at the same time. Geometrically opposed emotion. We can have chesing wood at the same time. We can cry and laugh at the same time. We can cry for the fact that Egyptians died and be happy for the fact that we are alive. So we can sing as Yashir. But the Malachim can't do that. If they're happy, they're happy. They cannot cry. If they're crying, they cannot be happy. So you guys have no right to sing Shir. And this brought the mile of the Mnei Yisrael. Then we're right there. Amar Rabbi Yisi Bachrina, who ain't a sauce, the Eishtak is not happy. Ablachedi Mesis, but it doesn't mind if other people are happy. He makes them happy. The Eden were happy. Dekin Amr Chivu says, Yossi, he's like Siv Yossus making other happy. Shmami, no. It says when they killed, they realized, killed Achav, it says Pasig, that he washed out the chariot. It says over there, he washed out the chariot, and the dog came to lick the blood. The Hazoinois Rochatsu, they washed out the Zoinois. What's going on here? When did he wash out the Zoinois? And the dogs licked the blood of Achav. He died a miserable death. Omar Abelazar Lamadik Steiches Zaynes. That they washed out. Zaynes means visions. Not Zaynes, harlots, but visions. They washed out the two visions. Achav Shel Mechov. Achav, there were two different visions. One from Mechov and one from Eliyahu. The Mechov, by Mechov, it says, he said to Achav, if you come back, Shoiv Toshiv B'Shalom, if you're going to come back from this war and you are going to win, then you should know that L'Dibur Hashem. Then that's a test that Hashem approved, that Hashem didn't speak to me. But I'm telling you, you're going to die in this war. That's one of these. And the other one is by Eliyahu, see, by Eliyahu, it says, Hashem says, that you're going to die. When he killed over there in Novos, he said, you are going to die, and the dogs will lick your blood. Two Nevi'is. And now it happened. It happened. Both of them happened. The dogs licked his blood, and he died at that war. Rabba Mazoinis Mamish. That he actually had images or statues of Zoinis on his chariot. Achav each mitzuna, he was very frigid. But Asuzlo Izevel and his wife Izevel made him shtei tzuri zaynus b'makaftei, two images of zaynus in his wagon. Kedei sheyira oisam v'yischam mishke warmed up. It cannot be only for relations, because then he'll do in the bedroom. Obviously, it affected his whole life. He wasn't a passionate person. No. Yeah, true. But it wasn't. Look at every ship in those days when they had in front of the. But she put it in the wagon when he went to war. What do you use a wagon for war? That means he wasn't just frigid. He was frigid. He has not a passionate person. If you want to be successful, you got to be passionate. Yeah. So she made him a passionate person. She molded him into her character. Says the positive right. We're still talking about Achav. Ish Moshech Bakeshe L'Tumah. A person pulled an archer, threw his arrow. L'Tumah. What's the Tumah? Tumah usually means in his innocence. Yak and he hit Achav. He didn't realize it was Achav. Rabam Aletamim Shtecha to complete. The two visions, Achashel Mechov, Achashel Yol. The Tumah means the complete. And why? That he'll die and the dogs lick this thing. I think Gemara, see what it says, Achav Levad Yo, Achav summoned Evad Yo, Asher Hal Habayis, it was in a house. But Evad Yo, and then Pasuk says, it testifies, Evad Yo, Hoyo Yore Hashem Oy. He was a really God fearing person. My comma, what does that have to do with anything? Achav summoned him, what's the Pasuk of testifying? Evad Yo. So who was this Evad? We know nothing about him. And in fact, this only Navi as Ravadi said is right here with this story. So what's going on here? Yeah. But the only V is that he said was this story. This is what Achav's Taina to Avadio. By Yaakov it says, Nichashti Varachenesh and Meglolach Lovin said that I became a success because of you. By Yosef, it says that Pari became wealthy because of Yosef. Based on the Hugav, which he said yesterday, but we saw the third person. The house of that person, he's talking about himself in third person, benched. Very hard to understand, because the Gemara in Baruch says that Rashi brings over there, that like Gemara told you, the richest, that Achav was, Olam Haz was created for Achav. He was the richest man in his time. And yet he's complaining, he's not happy. And that goofy was the problem. Not, no matter what he had, he was never happy. Never had enough. And what? Yeah. Uh-huh. But Eliyahu already said he's going to die. Okay, maybe this happened before. Shema leyadi lekimata. Maybe the problem is you. Can't be me. I'm a good guy. But the problem is you. Yotze baskel. A voice came out of heaven. I will base a shalach of einem zul bracha. It's your problem, not them. You're the guys who are. It's because of you that you're going to suffer. Omer Baba God will show me never Baba Yisem Hashem Avram Avad was even greater than Avram from a certain angle. The Il Avram like see Moed doesn't say Moed. But it says Yodel Kimata. Over here it says Yodel Kimata Moed. Over Avad you see Moed. We find the word that Moed. He was a very very God fearing person. Yashem Moed. Omer Yisrael Mina Mazocha Avad Yilavi. Why talk with Zoichem? Because Hechbi Mei and Levi Memare. He sacrificed his life because Achav went and killed all the Nevi'im, and Avadi went and he hid 100 Nevi'im. She never said, but he, Bahachris, he Zebel's Nevi'im Hashem, that he Zebel went around killing all the Nevi'im, except Leo went hiding within the mountains. As Nevi'im, Ikach Avadio, May Nevi'im, Avadi 100 Nevi'im, Bayachbi'im, and he hid them. Chamisha Mish, Bemayah, 50 people in a cave. Maishna Chamish Mish, why only 50 people? Amr Abloza, Yaakov, he learned from Yaakov. She never says, Vahoya Hamachna Hanisha Leplata, Yaakov divided his camp. When I learned more, I didn't understand. Because the Chayyim Yaakov had three. Remember, Yaakov divided into three, not two. And he said, you know, here and then here and then Leah and Leah and Rachel, and here divided into two. Rabbi Vuam of Fisher ain't mighty Magri Chamishim. Poshet couldn't fit more than 50. So what's then the bigger? So what's Pshat? Anyway, what's he saying? He first of all, what was the question? Why only put 50? Because that's what the size of the cave. So what's the answer? That was the size of the cave. What's the question and what's the answer here? If the question is the caves are much larger, so how come we didn't put 50? So the first answer makes sense. The second answer is because that was the size of the cave. So I'm assuming they're larger. You tell me they weren't larger. What's the debate? What are we arguing about? Don't know. Chazon Navadi Kerem Hashem Lakim Ledim Navadi. They had a vision. This is what Abraham said to Edom. All about the Esau. They're going to fall apart. I want you to go to war with Edom. Why punkt this is the only thing that Avadi said? Why punkt Avadi was chosen to talk about Edom and you go to war and you kill Edom? I'm going let Avadi come. Hador ben shnei d'shaim, who live between two d'shaim, Achav and Zebul. The loylamed maaseim, I didn't learn from them. The yinabe al esav rasha shador ben shnei tzadik, live between two tzadikim, which Rashi says is Avra is a behesus is Yitzchak and Rivka. It doesn't mention Yaakov. Loylamed maaseim. Avadi was a Ger, and he himself was a descendant from Edom, from Esav, and the Eibishter wanted Dafke him. The irony that Dafke, one of his descendants, is going to turn around and kill him. The Hainu, the Ami people say, Minei Ube Aber, from the forest itself, Nezel Be Naga, we're going to make the axe. Famous Medrash in Bereishis where it says when the Eibishter created metal, all the trees started trembling. They're going to cut us down. The Eibishter said, no, don't worry about it. Metal can't cut trees down. It's only the wood. Sorry? What do you mean? Oh. Yeah, by Mitzi. But he wasn't a Mitzi. Oh. Amoin, not that Adoy.
No, Amoin can't come at all. Mitzi and Adoy, you've got to wait 3 generations.
Yeah, but Yach, Yach is Moyev. So why was he Zeich if he could? Abish is not Shoyda only on if somebody's born from the Yid because of this Mesiris Nefesh he had, he would have been killed had he not saved these Levim. So he became the Novi of that Doir. But Yach is Moyev, David Melech hit Moyev by Yemodde Mechevel and he made this robe, Hashkev Oisamarti. He lied down all these people from Moyev and then David Melech and then he had his robe and every third section he killed them every two thirds he killed out and the third he led alive. It was like very arbitrary, sounds very very cruel. And unfortunately, talk about why would Governor Melech, obviously we believe that Hashgacha Prati is that wherever the rope landed they were supposed to be saved, you know, and those that didn't, but it, you know, superficially it's very, very cruel. Governor Melech did. How many people say Minei Ube Abba Leza Benaga? That's right, that's the laws of engagement. Hainu da Amr in people say Minei Ube Abba. Dovid HaMelech came from Rus, from Moav. So Minei Ube Abba, from the very forest itself, Lazel Be Naga, we're going to make an axe. He has the same saying, but a different word, and you have to understand what the machlekes is. Yerech mitoicha mesrachas, that the thigh, the most meat, which is the top of the thigh, when it starts disintegrating, decaying, that's where it decays from, the top of the thigh. In other words, not stam minei be'abba, but from the very best of the Abba, Dovid HaMelech was from the very best, Avadya is from the very best, and they're the ones who are going to destroy. So it's not stam the velter minei be'abba. I remember seeing in the Haggadah, one of the first ones that collects all the stories in history. Matzileinu mi yodam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu vayishvish amdam, Matzileinu mi yodam, through their hands. That they're the ones who end up saving us. Like starting from Basya Bas Parei, that she was the one who saved Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. It goes through the whole history. Or Haman was the one who saved the Eden in the story of Purim, because of him, Vashti got killed. If Vashti wouldn't have got killed, we wouldn't have an Esther. So Apiteva could have, very interesting, how every single event in history, the Goyim helped us win. Like over here. It says that by this king Meyash from Moab, he took his oldest son that's supposed to become his successor, and he brought him as a sacrifice. Rabbi Shmuel Bachleik is Chador Sheshmaim. He did for the Eibishter, without realizing that this is not how you serve the Eibishter. He did. We had another king, Eglin Melech Moyo, that we learned now that he stood up. That's what we learned, to stand up by davening. He stood up when he heard the Eibishter's name being mentioned. And this is Meyash Melech Moyo, that he took his son to sacrifice L'shem Shemaim, thinking that this is the way to serve the Eibishter. And to him, this is the biggest sacrifice, to take his son up. And Chadosh Shem Vodizora. It's Bishlan, the man of Moshe Shemaim, Hanukkah says, but he cats of God's labor, up seven Eden. Look at this guy over here. Look how he worships me, and you guys don't. And the man of Moshe Vodizora, Amaila, he cats of, if he did about Vodizora, why was he up seven Eden? This guy over here managed what he did. Can I be sure later? Should we later on? He says, but what, Pazzi? Oh, okay. Gotta work it out. Leave it to the Roger Trump. Ksiv it says, in Mishpat, Yagoi, Mashas, Israel, Sechem, Loya, Sisim. Actually, that makes a whole shitose by Vayokim Melech Chodesh, whether it's Mamash Melech Chodesh or not. Rav Shmuel doesn't say who says what. That makes a shitose. Which one was Rav? Which one is Shmuel? What is it? Maybe it fits in there. It's in one passage. It says Ukimishpate Hagoyim Mashas Rivoisam. Hashem said, because you decided to follow the Goyim around you and not follow my laws. Sorry, one place says Ashi Vaseichin Lo Yasisim. You didn't follow the mishpat of the guy around you. No, you were good. Another part of the mishpat, you did follow what the guy did around you. What's going on here? When you follow the goyim, the good goyim, like Meish Melech Moy, who thought he's doing well, you didn't follow. But the bad goyim, that's the ones you follow. That's my taina to you. Sukkanishabhem means like Eglin Melech Moav. He stood up for the Eibishter. So you don't want to learn from him, cover the gate. But instead, you learn from Mesha. He sacrificed his son of his order, and that's the one you prance around, and you also follow by his order. So they picked themselves up, and they left. And they returned. That moment, the Yerushalayim, the Eden, went even lower than usual. It says La'ar. It doesn't say La'ar, some back to the country. It says La'ar. They went into the ground. That Eden behaved so badly. So the Madrega Tachtoina, the lowest level. Then it says by Avishag. I'm not sure why we bring Avishag over here, but maybe because before we brought Vehine Yore Hashem Me'oid. We dashed the word Me'oid by Avadya, that he was great in Avram. So by Avishag, remember Dovid HaMelech was old and he was very cold. He needed someone to warm up. So Avishag came in and then she wanted to marry Dovid. Dovid said, I can't marry more than 18 people and I'm not divorcing any of my wives. Anayde Yofa Ad Me'oid. Here also says the expression Me'oid, but it says Til Me'oid. What's Til Me'oid? Amar Abchinia Bar Papa. Dayin Lo Higia L'Chatzi Yoifi Shel Sora. Despite the fact that Dovid HaMelech found her so beautiful, she was not even half as nice, pretty as Sora. The Chsiv, it says Ad Me'oid. It says Ad Me'oid. V'Loi Me'oid. Remember by Avram Avinu, when he realized that he's bringing to Mitzrayim, he said by Sora, Ki Yofi Hi Me'oid. And here is only Ad Me'oid. Didn't get there yet. Okay, Hadin Alokhtini Mamanis.